It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why we in Southern Marin need to take, not shed, responsibility for our area. The proposed fire annexation would shift responsibility for the provision of emergency services from us ourselves to a group of outsiders. The housing element is nothing more than a surrender of the nature and character of our locale to state and regional bureaucrats and a bunch of pseudo-experts with a twisted vision of the future of Southern Marin. We need to come to grips with the fact that we have a larger responsibility than band-aid solutions to today's problems. We need to see ourselves as stewards of all the beauty and quality that surrounds us. I want to give you an example of the benefits of taking responsibility versus surrendering to bureaucrats, and then suggest to you ways you can help to take matters in hand. A recent Wall Street Journal article compares the responses of two towns to devastating damage from tornadoes. One town rolled up its sleeves, the other one just rolled over. There's a lot to learn from the comparison. Roughly a year ago, a massive tornado ripped through the town of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, killing 52 people and destroying 2,000 buildings. A month later, a similar tornado killed 161 people in Joplin, Missouri, and damaged or destroyed more than 6,000 buildings. Joplin has roughly one-half the population of Tuscaloosa. Immediately after these disasters, more than 100,000 volunteers stepped forward to assist in the recovery. According to the Journal article, a can-do spirit prevailed with churches, college fraternities, and talk radio stations leading the way. But a year later, Joplin is rocking on while Tuscaloosa has stalled. Why the difference? Tuscaloosa saw the disaster as an opportunity to, quote, comprehensively plan and build our great city better than ever before, unquote. While Joplin let local businesses lead the revival, Tuscaloosa imposed a 90-day construction moratorium until officials could craft a long-term master plan, while Joplin set about clearing the debris from the disaster area. With the help of numerous outside consulting firms, Tuscaloosa eventually generated a 128-page recovery plan entitled Tuscaloosa Forward that was state-of-the-art urban planning with unique neighborhoods that are safe, accessible, connected, and sustainable. All these neighborhoods are connected to village centers for shopping, despite the fact the local economy struggles to maintain current shopping environments. Joplin, on the other hand, produced a 21-page document based on input from citizens and local businesses. This document emphasized protecting property rights, a subject not addressed by Tuscaloosa. The gist of the document was, quote, "We will do whatever we can to help you rebuild," unquote. The city council rolled up its sleeves and adjusted the rules to fit the situation. One builder is quoted in the journal article as having finished a job before the permits were issued. The local government had balanced the greater good and suspended the codes and laws to get things moving. Tuscaloosa, however, enforced restrictive zoning rules and building codes that raised cost, in one case by as much as $100,000. The rules and codes generated mountains of red tape as the city rejected proposals one after another. One Tuscaloosa resident described the building permit process as chaos. Despite all this, the Tuscaloosa city government is sticking to its plan, which is on track to be approved by the city council. The city hopes to fund the plan via yet unreceived funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and other federal entities. City officials acknowledge the plan will not work without federal subsidies. Good luck with that. Joplin required much less money to implement its recovery program and generated it from those individuals and businesses most directly affected by the tornado's fury. Our Southern Marin government is following the Tuscaloosa path, generating lengthy plans, hiring major consultants, and turning the responsibility for the stewardship of our area over to outsiders. We are on the verge of turning our fire department over to third parties and letting the state and regional authorities dictate our development standards. I believe we residents are more cut from the Joplin mold. We know what can and cannot be done in our area, and we don't want to relinquish control to outsiders. So how do you voice that independent spirit? Vote no on Measure D, so we keep our say on the performance levels of our emergency service responders. Voice your concern via email, letter to the editor, or appearance before the city council that the housing element numbers and physical requirements should be generated at the city level, not top down from the state. Other cities have taken stances against the housing element absurdities, and we should join them. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.